Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please feel free to contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Also, these radio sermons, as well as the sermons that are presented at the East Albertville Church of Christ, can be found on our website. In addition to that, there are numerous Bible articles and Bible subjects that you can study, along with a Bible correspondence course that you can take at your own pace in the privacy of your own home. And also, the church emails a bulletin that contains Bible articles every 2 weeks. And on the website, if you wish to receive this bulletin, you can give us your email address and every 2 weeks receive the email bulletin. All of this can be found by going to www.eastalbertville.org. You know, the moral decay of America is not yet complete, but it already speaks volumes about a people that despise God, and they have denounced the divine principles that are founded in God. A cultural war now rages within our nation, and there are strong forces at work to reject absolute truth and to reject any standard of right and wrong. And when the battle for righteousness is lost and evil prevails, a nation in 2020 or in 2030 will come to destruction, as certainly as nations did 7 or 8 centuries before Christ. It's in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34 that we read words that probably are familiar with most of you. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Our decaying nation is a lot like ancient Israel and Judah, because we pay, as they did, lip service to God through rites and through rituals, but it will nonetheless plunge headlong into moral and social and ethical depravity. When love of freedom in a society is stretched to exalt and to promote sexual immorality, unfaithfulness to the marriage vows, to the destruction of human life and the womb, things like euthanasia, pornography, gambling, the legalization of mind-altering drugs, the acceptance of homosexuality and same-sex marriages, and to reject God. All of this we have seen in the past that have lived long enough. And in the 1960s, you remember the statement was even made Time magazine, God is dead. Well, God's not dead, but he no longer lives among the majority of people. You know, the similar symptoms have manifested themselves in the nations of Israel and Judah when Isaiah answered God's call to go and to prophesy in Jerusalem the year that Uzziah was the king of Judah and died. In Isaiah, it's in chapter 1, that verse 1 says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Both, and this is about 741 years before Christ. What we see at this period is that both the northern and the southern kingdoms have lost their reverence for God. They've lost their understanding of his law, and they've lost their devotion to the covenant that God has made with them at Sinai. And this falling away, this apostasy, was so total, and it was so, well, really irreversible, that the prophet foresaw only the salvation of a remnant, and that would only come in years ahead in Christ. In Isaiah 1 and verse 9, unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah. And also, what that statement tells us is also a similar statement in Isaiah chapter 10. Notice verse 22. For through your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them will return. The destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness. And so Isaiah was terrified by what he saw among God's people when, in a vision, he was brought before God's throne. He beheld the holiness of the Lord, and he heard the voice of the heavenly messenger proclaim in chapter 6 of Isaiah, verse 3, "Holy, holy, holy is the God of hosts." And Isaiah was frightened by the shaking of the foundations of the thresholds, the billowing of the smoke that filled the heavenly temple, and the majesty and the glory of the spotless and unblemished God. The prophet saw the uncleanness of his own soul, and he saw the uncleanness of the soul of his nation. And it's in Isaiah 6 that, beginning with verse 6, he says, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." That's in verse 5. And then in verse 6, he says, "Cleanse and consecrate him," and he did. He was cleansed and he was consecrated by one of the seraphim. And Isaiah accepted the call to deliver God's message to a hardened and to a stubborn people. Notice how they're described here in Isaiah 6. Let's begin our reading with verse 6. "Then one of the cherubim flew to me, having in his hand the live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sins purged.' Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here am I, send me.' And he said, 'Go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.'" Israel, which was the northern kingdom, had just come out of what we might call a peak of prosperity under the rule of Jeroboam II, when Isaiah saw this vision. And their apostasy was so total and so complete that only the rejection of the final appeals of the prophets Amos and Hosea stood between them and Assyrian captivity. And that would take place 20 years later, in the year 721 B.C. And much of what these two prophets saw in Israel, Isaiah sees in Judah and in Jerusalem, the southern kingdom. But after some efforts at reform, the results in Judah turned out to be the same a century later. And we find that they were carried into Babylonian captivity, which began at 605 B.C. The reasons, when you think about it and look at it, the reasons for the downfall of both of these nations, both the northern kingdom, Israel, and the southern kingdom, Judah, they're not difficult to see or to understand. In fact, the reasons are highlighted and they're specified by the charge that Isaiah lodges against Judah in the opening chapter of the book of Isaiah, and in many of the other references that are scattered throughout that book. In fact, the prophet Isaiah, in his opening remarks, he puts the nation on trial. Judah is the defendant against whom these charges are being made. God, with whom the nation had made a covenant, they are the plaintiff who has a complaint. God has a complaint against his people. They have violated that covenant. And the heavens and the earth, which is God's utter creation, they're called to serve as a jury to hear the evidence. And Isaiah himself serves as the attorney to prosecute the case. And the charge? Well, the charge in general is that the nation is totally depraved. Listen at it in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. The prophet cries out in his opening remarks, and in lodging Jehovah's complaint against the nation, look what he calls them. He calls them a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that deal corruptly. That we see in verse 4. That word laden, that means to be heavy with sin. Much like a beast of burden bearing a load from the field or the market. And when it calls them the seed of evildoers, see, they sow and they produce nothing but the fruit of corruption. When he makes the statement, the whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint, well, that describes a nation that's bedridden with ill health. And in verse 6, he says, from the soles of the foot even to the head, there's no soundness in it. And those that have commentators may question whether the sole of the foot and the head is an indictment of both the people and their rulers, but none can doubt that the uncleanness of the nation began with its leaders and made its way down to the man on the street. Isaiah said in chapter 9 and verse 17, every one is profane and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. Friends, total corruption of the world, a nation, or a city, has always been God's basis for judgment. It was true with the world of Noah's day, with the nations of Israel and Judah that we've talked about in our study, of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there are many among us today that are pessimistic about our nation's future. We may, as a nation, have yet a ways to go, but few can deny that we are far down the road of moral and spiritual decline. The most any of us can do to impede the progress of decay is to walk in righteousness and answer God's call to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Any nation that refuses God's message and rejects his demands to turn from sin and exalt righteousness, they will suffer the reproach of his wrath. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. It's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastafferettville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.